Hundreds of people die every year in the U.S. during pregnancy or just after. Yet experts note the vast majority of these deaths are preventable. In Arizona and other states, maternal health experts are working to combat these tragedies. One idea on the table, expand access to certified doulas. Reporter Natalie Skolin spent time with one local doula and some of her clients to explore how these services can help people.
There you go.
Yes, you excited?
I'm kind of losing my track because she's...
Letisa Ratliff is a mother of three. Her youngest child, Cicely, is only a few months old. Cicely likes attention. She coos when her mother tries to speak, but Ratliff is patient. She takes a break to breastfeed on a couch at home in case her daughter is hungry.
So sweet.
As a working doula, Ratliff knows that newborns aren't the only ones who need attention. People who are pregnant and postpartum often need extra support, but don't always know who to turn to.
One of our primary goals is to inform our clients and educate them with evidence-based information so that they have the tools that they need in order to advocate for themselves in the hospital.
Ratliff has worked as a doula since 2017 when she started PS Love Mommy Doula Services in Tempe. She was inspired after an early experience assisting with birth.
About 15 years ago, my best friend was pregnant and she wanted me to be in the room with her. And I was hesitant because I'm 20 years old. I just really fell in love with being able to support her, but also just being able to witness the miracle of birth.
Doulas don't deliver babies, but they do offer important help throughout the birth process. Some of their duties include client education about what to expect and physical support during labor.
I go on call for my clients at 37, 38 weeks. I'm on call 24/7 from 38 weeks to 42 weeks. You know, somewhere in there a baby's going to be born, right? So once I get that call, I go to my client's side at home, labor with them at home as much as possible. In the hospital, I'm there in the room with my clients, providing physical support, counter pressure, massage, words of encouragement. And then I typically will check in with my clients after 24 hours. And then I visit them within that first week or two postpartum.
Research shows the work they do can lead to better birth outcomes, such as fewer C-sections and improved mental health. That's particularly important for people of color, who face the highest rates of pregnancy-related deaths. Ratliff, who is Black, says it's common for people to choose a doula who looks like them or shares a similar background.
Typically, they may have a provider that doesn't look like them. They may have concerns on their rights or what's being presented to them, if it's accurate, if it's evidence-based, and also being comfortable. One of the greatest needs when you're in the most vulnerable time in your life, having a baby, is being comfortable and just seeing a familiar face.
Maternal mortality is worse in the U.S. than in any other developed country, and the pandemic further increased those rates. Arizona is among states working to address the problem, and one proposal is to expand access to doulas. Florida and Oregon already cover doula services under their state Medicaid programs. Arizona isn't there yet, but Ratliff sits on a state committee working on guidelines for doula certification, a first step in the process.
It was really important for me to try to be involved as much as possible so that there was representation, because I know that it highly impacts my community. It highly impacts the Black community. If more families are able to be able to have doulas, then all the better.
Hello. Oh, we sort of match.
On a recent Saturday, Ratliff and one of her co-workers visit the apartment of Leah Goldman and her husband, Yusuf Jr. Mago Insubuga, to walk the couple through what to expect during their first birth. The baby's due in January.
Okay, so let's talk about birth plans. So
yeah. Ratliff maneuvers through conversations about how to prep for the birth, dietary recommendations, and even a playlist for the often long time spent in labor. Goldman says Ratliff's calm manner and personal approach make her feel comfortable and better prepared.
It feels a lot less scary, and I just feel very supported. Yeah, I have people to help me with this journey that I know nothing about in any of my prenatal visits at the doctor. It really is like in and out. They weigh you, they usually take your blood to test for some disease, and then measure your belly, and then you leave.
It was also important for her husband to be present.
She's creating life, you know, that's a beautiful thing, but
with the creating comes all this stuff that, you know, she doesn't know about. She's anxious about a lot of things. I don't know how, like, to support her sometimes through what she's going through right now. Having that support for her is just, it makes me happy. Yeah.
Stephanie Moore, who lives in Ahwatukee with her husband, Terrence, is one of Ratliff's former clients. She says she knew early on that she wanted to work with a doula during her pregnancy, and that the doula needed to be someone of color.
When we think about why there is, you know, an increase, I think, in this, like, Black maternal mortality rate, it's embedded in, like, systemic racism. And a lot of times they're making assumptions based on what they assume maybe about Black women, what they assume about their pain tolerance, the care that they're giving. And so for me, it was really imperative that if I'm going to have someone advocate for me and I'm going to have people in the room, that they're going to be people who are people of color.
Research says the sense of safety and reassurance that a doula can bring can have a big impact. But doulas still remain inaccessible to many. Experts say a lack of public awareness about doulas and financial barriers are two major challenges. Here's Dr. Michelle Ogunwale via Zoom. She's a physician and maternal health disparities researcher at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine.
You see disparities in people who have Medicaid coverage and Black and Latinx people. That's about just being offered, right? Like, to know that it even exists. And so I think that part of the challenge is being asked, or it being available as an option and then being asked.
Moore acknowledges the financial planning it took for her and her husband to afford a doula during their pregnancy.
To pay an extra $1,000 or more can feel like a lot, you know? And so I think that definitely can get in the way.
Ogunwale says doulas also need to earn a living wage and have access to training programs.
We're asking Black women to save other Black women, and sometimes it just feels like a burden. Can't just be like, Black doulas save Black moms, but we don't care about what happens to you. And so there's been a huge uptick of legislative proposals talking about how doulas can improve maternal health. And without the strategies that allow for some equity in the work that they do, some of that has to do with even like the certification processes, right? If it costs a number that is not accessible to people to get certified, then what does that actually say about your ability to recruit the people who are going to be from the communities you serve, right?
Ratliff says doulas of color often face more barriers to getting business in an industry that is predominantly staffed by and serving white women.
I know as a Black doula, it's been a little slower for me to get where I'm at, and that's totally fine, but it shouldn't be that way, and it doesn't have to be that way.
She's got a thriving business now, and she'll continue doing this work.
Doulas are kind of helping to bridge that gap in communicating with your provider, with giving you your power back. The role of a doula has been around forever, since we've been having babies. There is something really sacred about being a doula, and each culture has their own, has their own idea or has their own ways of the role of a doula.
I'm Natalie Skoland, Cronkite News.
The Arizona Department of Health Services Doula Advisory Committee first met in August and will continue to meet monthly. Ratliff says the committee aims to define pathways to state certification and doula continuing education opportunities by 2023.